Ketakritam, when he took his birth, Sukadeva Goswami, he is telling to his Guru, they glorify him. That when he took birth from the womb of his mother, no bath, no any...
Cutting umbilical cord.
He was impure, but not pure. And he at once ran away in the forest. And his father, Vyasadeva, following him. Oh my son, oh my son. Ha putra, ha putra. But Sukadeva Goswami never heard this. He was shouting loudly, loudly, putra, putra. But Sukadeva Goswami never replied. But who replied?
Echo,
like forest there. Oh, ha putra, who is putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Who is son? Who is... Nothing is there. Only this is ignorance. Both are soul. All are servant of Krishna. But now, a soul has become wife and one soul has become husband. Like in drama play. Both are like males, boys, as students. And one become wife and one become husband only by dresses. So now dress is this. Some female, some male. Some father, some mother. This relation is not true. False. But world is not... false. Never. It has come from Krishna. Krishna has created all these things by his Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
Quality that fulfills any wish.
So any wish coming from Krishna, his power accomplishes all these things. So this world has come from the wish of Krishna by his Yog Maya or Mahamaya. So it is not false. But it is changeable. But to think that this is mine, body is myself, I am this body, and all are my relatives, this is quite false. So Sukadeva Goswami never heard this, but his the forest echo replied him, who putra, who son, who father, and all these things. Here, who are Sukadeva Goswami really? Sriya Shuka, it has written, Sri Shuka Ubacha. First, Sukadeva Goswami told, Sri means here, Sriya. Sriya means Srimati Radhika's, the Sri of Krishna, power of Krishna. So he was first the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Radhika used to love him so much and he used to take him that parrot on his left hand like this and giving some and sometimes rice and milk. And what? Caressing her. And tells that, oh parrot, can you repeat me? Krishna, 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 Krishna. And parrot, in the same tune of Radhika, same tune, he used to repeat Krishna, Krishna, like Srimati Radhika. One day he was playing on the hands of Srimati Radhika and repeating Krishna, Krishna. But at once, by the nature of that parrot, she flew away. And very nearby, Krishna garden was there in Nandagaon. From Barsana and Nandagaon, no difference. So he came. And there was a tree, small tree. He at once sat on there. Madhumangala and Krishna were playing there and talking so many things. And at once, parrot came there and began to speak. Krishna, Krishna, in the tune of Srimati Radhika. Krishna saw, oh, where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? She is telling Krishna, Krishna. So he was searching Radhika. But he saw that there was no Radhika. Oh, only parrot was sitting on the branches of a tamal tree. And he became so happy. And he began to call Krishna. Oh, come on, come on, come on. In very sweet, sweet tune. Oh, at once the parrot was charmed and came on the hands of Krishna. And then Krishna began to coerce him. Oh, you should speak what you are speaking. You should sing what you are singing. And then he began to Krishna, Krishna, in the tune of same Radhika. And he also told something else. Oh, I am so unlucky and unfortunate,
ungrateful.
I was sitting on the hands of Srimati Kishori ji. Very teeny is this. Very beautiful, so sweet, so fragrant. And she was giving me pomegranate seeds and milk and rice and so much happiness, affection to me. But by nature of animal, birds, I flee away from there. And he was weeping. Oh, Krishna, oh, again you should speak. Again he was daring and again he was speaking language. So Krishna was playing with that parrot. In the meantime, two came. Oh, the sakhis of Radhika, Lalita and Vishakha came. They were very worried for that parrot. That parrot was of Srimati Radhika. So they came in search of that parrot, where he has gone. And Radhika was now so much worried for that parrot. So he ordered them, told them, that go and search and bring my parrot. Without parrot I cannot leave. Or he speaks, oh, so sweet, Krishna, Krishna. And they came to Krishna and they told that, oh, this parrot is of my Srimati Radhika, so please give me and we will take it to Radhika. But Krishna refused. He told that if this parrot is of Radhika and yours, you can call, and if he goes,
then yours
and you can take. But they told that anyone in this world who will go to you, oh, they never return. They cannot return. But I know this thing. But if my sakhi will come, what to tell parrot, you will also be attracted to her. And she will take you. So, my sakhi is cannot come here. So please give me. Krishna told, I cannot give. I cannot give. So you can call and if he goes, no harm. But they were calling, but parrot was not coming. At last they went to Yashoda Maiya and told, Mother Yashoda, our Sakhi Radhika is so worried for this parrot and Krishna is not giving. So please manage to give this parrot to us and we will take it and we will give to Srimati Radhika, otherwise she may die. Oh, Yashoda told that, oh, be seated here. Couple of minutes, I am coming. And so quickly she went where Krishna was playing with Dishuk and Madhumangal. She at once took that bird. What are you doing? And he chastises Krishna, always playing with dogs and parrots and all these things. Naughty boy, I don't want. You have not taken even your bath, and your father is sitting, waiting for you for taking Mahaprasadam. Everything is ready. Oh, at once come. And he dragged Krishna, taking his hands. And Krishna could not do anything. And he took the parrot at once. And then he, oh, sit down here and take bath. I'm coming. And he gave this parrot to him. So this parrot is of Srimati Radhika. Sri Asuka, this, the parrot of Srimati Radhika. How he came in the womb of his mother? Who is his mother? The wife of Dasi is his mother. His name is Bhitika Devi. They were in Himalayas, in Badrikashram, where Ganges comes. Very beautiful place, where Dasa has written all based Upanishads and Purans, and he has divided Srimad Vedas in four and divisions. So they were there and always engaged in Harikatha, writing all these things. Oh, nearby Badrikashram, Kedarnath is there, where Shankar is there. Kailash, near Kailash. Shankar also. When Kali Yuga was coming, parrot was going here and there to hear past times of Krishna, but nowhere Krishna Katha. He was searching high class of association. He went to Kailash and saw, and that, oh, Shankar is telling same Bhagavat Katha to his wife, Parvati. And he sat on the bench of any tree there, covered with leaves. In the meantime, he was speaking Harikatha, and by the nature of omens, Parvati slept there. He did first, and after that, he to sit like this, like this, like this. And after that, he slept. And Shankar was absorbed in Harikatha, weeping, melting heart. And that parrot, very expert in imitation, she began to imitate like Parvati. Home, again, more is go on, go on. Very sweet, very sweet. And hearing this, that my wife is telling every all things, and he was so inspired and going on. But when Srimad Bhagavat was finished to be end, then anyhow Parvati and told, oh, I have now not seen, I have not heard anything of that, I was slept. So who heard? Oh, he began to search. He thought that qualified person should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially 10th canto, Netsat Samacharetu Jatu. Those who are not qualified, if they will hear, oh, very
big problem.
So any unqualified person should not hear all these things. They cannot digest, or they cannot reconcile all these things. They can make offenses. So they should not. If anyone hear, what will be? Oh, they will be transcendental, immortal. Then he, oh, this parrot has heard. So he is not qualified, being an animal or bird. And then he wanted to kill that parrot, and he pursued. He ran with his trident. Shuk at once flew away, and he went to Badrikashram. There, Sukadeva Goswami was, Vyasadeva was telling Harikatha, this Srimad Bhagavatam. And his two wives, he had compiled, he had seen in trance Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was explaining all to his wife. And his wife, not like Parvati, oh, she was hearing so attentively, like drinking. We should hear Srimad Bhagavatam drinking by mouth, all these things coming from the mouth of Gurudev or any high class of devotee. By ear, yes, and also by mouth. And at once the parrot came and to save his life. Shankar came with Trigun, with very anger moved, and he asked Vyasdev, "Have you seen any parrot coming here?" "I saw that it came here, but after this I am not seeing. Where is he gone?" Then Vyasdev told that, "Why you are worried for that parrot? What he offense he has done? Oh, he has hurt Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you tell that who has hurt Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the effect? Oh, he becomes immortal. Then if he has become mortal, immortal. How you can kill him?" And he began to laugh, and then Shankar also began to laugh. He returned quickly. And that bird, being in the stomach of Ombab mother, she was hearing for 16 years constantly all these things, not 7 days, not 1 month, 16 years. Always hearing, repeatedly. So how he can be? Knowing all these things, more than Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj has heard Upanishad, Vedas at that time, Upanishad and Vedas were there. And now he is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, after 16 years, Vyasa told, "Oh, who are you in the womb of your mother? Don't give so much trouble to your mother. Oh, come on. I don't know who are you, but you should come on." But from womb a word came, that voice came, that "I cannot come. I come in Maya." What is Maya? He told also, explain. What is Maya? Maya in Sanskrit. First will come ya, means
what,
which is not a real thing. Maya, what is not real thing, transcendental. That is attraction to Maya, illusory these connections. Relations, that he is my father, mother, and this wealth is mine, this dog is mine, this, oh, hairs are mine. Always involved, entangled. This is called Maya. If we think that all this wealth is of Krishna, my wife is maid servant of Srimati Radhika. We are all son and daughter of Krishna. We are eternal servant of Krishna. No harm. By all these paraphernalia, we can serve Krishna and Radha. Then this is not illusory Maya. But if we are thinking, and we are doer, we are tester of this world, all creative karmas, then it is Maya. So he replied that, "I cannot come in this Maya." Though he was out of Maya, but he was telling, because Kali Yuga was coming after Krishna. So he was so much worried. Then Vyasadeva told that, "I will
remove
Maya. For a second or eyelid time, He told, I don't believe you. Who are you? I am Vyasadeva. I cannot believe in you. You cannot do. Then who can do? If Krishna will come and tell that you should come on and I have removed Maya, then I may come. That Vyas at once prayed to Krishna and Krishna came and told, who are you? You should come at once from the womb of your mother. He told that, who are you? I am Krishna. Oh, you are Krishna. I have belief in you. I am coming just. Krishna told that, I am removing Maya for a
moment.
For a moment. You should come. And he removed the Maya. At once he came from the womb. And Krishna disappeared. And he began to run to
forest.
And Vyas was, oh, telling, oh, my son, ha putra, ha putra. But he has no Maya, no attachment. So he was going on. There was a pond nearby. When Sukadeva Goswami was passing through that pond, and a very beautiful asparas. Asparas means demigod, angel, very beautiful, naked, without any doubt, they were swimming, they were playing in that pond. But when Sukadeva Goswami passed, not caring anything. But when the father of Sukadeva Goswami, with long, long white ears and these came. Very old days. At one thing, same came, and by side they came out of the pond and they took their garments and began to do pranam. That's they told that, why you are now feeling shy? I am your father, so aged, so old, and my son, 16 years old, very beautiful, naked, but you have no shame for him. They told that, oh, he went past and saw us, but he never questioned us. But you are why questioning? He had no idea that male, female, wood or tree or human or what. Nothing. No attachment at all. But why you are asking? So you have some difference of male, female, girl, woman and this. So how qualified he was. So Vyas was not attached to his son because he was like Narayan. He was manifestation of Krishna. Why he was calling? Because he has a very good student for Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, there was none qualified like Sukadeva Goswami, to whom he can teach this. And he can accept like a student for Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why he was. Right? And what became author, I will tell tomorrow. Gaur Pramad. They can make.
Hare Krishna, the kind of devotees, I have received one big outside of this building on the field, if anyone loses this, they can contract, or we can contact with you, or we can contact with you.